Well, the riverfront is a challenging project. We're dealing with some state and federal agencies that have to give their approval on what we really can do there. But from a safety standpoint, I think we have to look at it systematically that the Lowhead Dam is a drowning agent that needs to be removed, and the state's really encouraging a lot of communities, ourselves included, to remove that. Well, the majority of the cost of that project is getting down there and removing that dam. And so what we thought was, is we asked the community, what of that riverfront do you like? A lot of them said they liked the sound of the water, they liked the sound of that they heard of that, and they liked the movement of that. Well, so we thought that while we're there, why don't we have to put back some amenities? We needed to put back some amenities because we need to protect Millrace Park, as well as the round lake that's in there. So we knew we were going to have to put some things back in order to make sure that we protect those areas. But then we were going to add some amenities that the community said that they would really like, along with taking care of two other safety aspects, which are really both sides of the bank. The west side of the bank, which is where the old city dump used to be, we need to make sure that from the erosion that happened there, we could put that back and restore that. But if you look on the east side, we're also having some erosion on that. And from a safety standpoint, by putting the trail up higher underneath those two bridges, securing that bank then protects that bank from any additional erosion, especially for the upland brewery that's right there. So we want to make sure that that stays. And then the connection of the trail by moving it up and getting it out of direct connection to the river allows us to secure the rest of the bank and actually make the access better from a handicap standpoint. And it eliminates another safety aspect, which is that Brown and Lindsay intersection, which is like our number one pedestrian and bike accident intersection in the whole city. So we kind of accomplished more safety aspects of this and put things back in that we think is going to, one, be nice amenities, but two, be a safety aspect and make that good connection for the people trail.